Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Dude, I had a busy day yesterday. Got a lot done. Turned on the TV, wanted to settle in and watch my new favorite sport, NASCAR. Another rain delay. There'll be the race tonight. But
yeah, I bet money on it too, so I was pissed, dude.
Another rain delay. Who'd you bet on?
Let me tell you. Let me think. Let me get your thoughts since you're the
NASCAR. Because Pipe Bomb, we talked to Pipe Bomb yesterday. He likes Erik Jones.
I didn't actually pick any. So you could play matchups, which is
nice. Yeah.
That's how I lost all that money last weekend. Not betting on your boy Kyle Busch to win the race.
Ooh, not my boy.
I just had that schmuck just beating another dude that he couldn't beat. I have.
He only lost to one guy.
I have C. Bell minus 135 taking on C. Custer, and I like C. Bell minus 135.
Oh, I don't know either of those guys.
No, you know, I had Chad Millman on from the Action Network yesterday on the Bill Michaels show. I love that guy, by the way. He was like the original degenerate. I'd watch Colin Cowherd.
Well, why don't we have him on this show ever?
Well, we should. Heffelfinger actually booked him. I didn't. So shout out to Heffelfinger, better producer than I am.
Yeah, I always thought so.
Yeah, same here. That's what happens when you make a host a producer. you like how I do that?
I like it a lot.
But so I love the Action Network. And Millman, man, I've been a fan of his since he was like the original wise guy. He used to go on Cowherd show before Cowherd had 50 writers and just kept recycling the same bad takes over and over. And he'd give NFL picks. And I was like, man, I want to do this one day. And I tried, and every program director would be like, there's just not a market for it. Now there's 90 gambling shows on every single station. But, hey, I'm the only one that has any winning picks, so people know where to go. And two nights ago, somebody from the Action Network gave me a hot tip and said to take this driver over this driver. So I don't know either of them. I don't know if it was Charlie Bell from Michigan State. I don't know. All I know is his name's C. Bell. He's taking on C. Custer. He's minus 135.
They're like bottom of the – they're not good.
Well, that's probably why I'm getting the hot tips. You know, it's tough to say, name me a race car driver who's good.
Denny Hamlin.
It's tough to say, you know, he'll beat Kyle Busch or Kyle Busch will beat him because they're both top drivers. But this C. Custer fella, it's probably easier to break down his driving skill. I know nothing about NASCAR. Pipe Bomb is the guy to go to.
Well, I was bummed that it wasn't on last night.
Well, me too. I wanted $150.
Well, I enjoy it for the I enjoy watching NASCAR now. I'm not ashamed.
Oh, it's awful.
I just disagree. I think they do a good job on the broadcast.
So you don't like the UFC, an actual sport?
No, I've gotten into the UFC too, buddy.
Oh, okay, you're in the UFC now. Okay.
I mean, I'm not a diehard fan, but I appreciate it more. See, I'm trying to look at these things positive. I see all of your sports that I haven't given attention to, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try it.
I will tell you
this. Embrace it.
I am agreeing.
And then German soccer's on every day, and you guys are still like, the soccer's for wusses that don't play football.
So untrue. I do hate the flopping in soccer. Like, every time a guy just takes, like, a knee to, well, they sell everything. But anytime a guy, like, takes a shot, he lays on the ground like he was just shot 15 times.
Yeah, and it never happens in any other sport either.
Well, see, I've actually gotten really, really into soccer.
Part of the flopping also, which I will defend it for, while I agree with you, it's a little too much.
Yeah.
And it leads to a lot of criticism. These guys are running around for 90 minutes. They just want a breather. So they go down and, you know, get a little breather. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it does make sense.
They give you 45 minutes of commercial-free action.
I get the strategy behind it.
Come on.
I know. I hate when they do, the plus time, and I got an under, though, and it's, like, plus 7. minutes.
That's called stoppage time.
Stoppage time. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big soccer guy. But I actually really do enjoy watching soccer. The German league, I've really gotten into it. What was the other day, 2 days ago, was tremendous action. Yesterday, I missed the games, though, because I was doing Bill's show. I missed KBO league because I wasn't up.
Well, there were
enough.
Some good games, but they took away the fake crowd noise.
Oh, that's gone now.
Yeah, why?
How come? Oh, I have no idea. I didn't see that.
No, I don't know. It was just on the TV feed. It wasn't in the stadium, but they took away the fake crowd noise that I thought made the broadcast better.
Yeah, I really like the fake crowd noise. I want them to pump that into the stadiums, but that's just me.
Look, I just want to also say a disclaimer before we start talking about Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
And the people that probably need to hear it probably aren't going to, but that's okay. You guys can tell your friends. Whether or not you agree with our positions on how we feel about the players versus the owners in Major League Baseball, whether or not you want to hear about NASCAR, the UFC, or soccer, we are a sports radio station, and while we do go off the rails from time to time, we talk sports. That's what you demand. That's what you get.
Yeah, and I did some sampling of some of the other shows out there, and if you guys want to hear Tiger King, like something that happened 2 months ago, right, or... You know what I hate? Stupid criminal stories. This man in Texas pulled his wiener out. Yes, he had a hot dog at a gas station. And he tried to rob the gas station with it. That's
Oh, geez, I'd never put my wiener out in public.
Yeah. You want to listen to that crap, then so be it. But we're talking Aaron Jones here. And I, for one, want to extend Aaron Jones, Bart. I really do. I hope that he does get the chance to finish his career in Green Bay. That's not going to happen. He's a running back. But I'll take Aaron Jones for 3 or 4 more years. But if Aaron Rodgers can't finish his career in Green Bay and they're going to shove him to the door, I highly doubt Aaron Jones is coming back.
Aaron Jones yesterday on a conference call with players, or I should say fans, and media alike, says, whether it's my first year or my last year on a deal, I'm going to be just as motivated. It doesn't change just because a contract is on the line for me. I mean, I'm going to continue to work and do everything in my power. I trust my agency and the Packers. With that, I would love to be a lifelong Packer. That's my take on that. I don't know if the question is even, is Aaron Jones going to be a lifetime Packer? Is he going to retire as a Packer? Is he going to be a Packer this time next year?
Right.
Because when you look at the salary situation, and now the NFL could be affected by it too. Maybe the cap goes down based on how things play out with the NFL this season. But the Packers have a lot of guys that they need to resign. A lot of good guys. David Bakhtiari, Kenny Clark, Corey Linsley, even Kevin King. Who of these guys are you going to extend? Who are you going to sign? Borrowing from The Athletic, Matt Schneidman, who will be on The Big Show today, writes an article on all five of them. Here's his case for Aaron Jones. Guy's 25 years old. Last year, he leads the NFL in total touchdowns, including the playoffs, 23. Tied with Derrick Henry for the most rushing touchdowns in the regular season. Tied with the Panthers' Christian McCaffrey for the most total touchdowns in the regular season. The guy can score. He is the second best receiver on this team behind Davante Adams. Now, McCaffrey, who is a dual threat, signed a 4-year, $64 million extension. He will not get that kind of money, Jones, but he's not that far behind. The Packers could sneak an extension if they do it before the season starts. If they wait and Jones has another season close to or better than he had last year, they might not be able to afford him. Now, why you wouldn't sign Aaron Jones is because of all those other guys I mentioned. There is a lot of other money that needs to be spent on a lot of other guys. They could say, yeah, we don't need Linsley or we don't need David Bakhtiari. We like to get out of linemen early. At least they did before LaFleur and Gutekunst got in there. But if they do that, if you're going to be a run-heavy team, I think you need a good offensive line. The case against signing Jones, for as much as they want to extend him, teams value running backs differently now. It's your rookie contract and then you're pretty much gone. And they drafted A.J. Dillon in the second round. So maybe that's not a 2020 move, that's a 2021 move. And if the Packers can't afford to pay him some $13 million, which is what he could command, they might have to go with the guy that they drafted to essentially replace him. I think I'm conflicted here. I ultimately want them to figure out a way to get Aaron Jones back. I think he's that good.
Yeah.
I've been very excited about this guy, noticing early that they could use him in an Alvin Kamara-like role. And as we went through it the other day, there are maybe 8 or 9 other backs that we'd rather have than Aaron Jones. At times, he does play like a top five back. But when you look at the league, there's a lot of good running backs, whether it's Ezekiel Elliott or Saquon Barkley or Dalvin Cook. There are a lot of other guys that can run the football very well. And so he's not a top five like Davante Adams might be, but he's certainly a top 10. Can you win without him? We'll see what A.J. Dillon looks like. But you got to look at those games where Devontae was out. He became your number one receiver.
Yeah,
he is so valuable to this team's success that there were times last year we asked the question, and so did you guys, which Aaron is more valuable, Aaron Jones or Aaron Kampman? Rodgers, I mean. So I would like to see them sign him, but with all these other guys, Harvey, with Bakhtiari, who's going to make $16 to $17 million, probably the same for Kenny Clark. You know, if you want to continue with Kevin King, I don't know what you do. Bakhtiari's probably actually going to make 20 plus, I should say.
He's coming back. Kenny Clark's coming back. They're going to find a way to pay both of those guys.
Well, Jones isn't. I think that's the math.
Oh, yeah, he'll be gone. And Corey Linsley will be gone, too. That's why they took three linemen back-to-back-to-back in the later rounds, one of them being a center. I think that they're going to replace Corey Linsley. I just don't think that they're going to be able to pay him and David Bakhtiari. I expect Corey to get $9 to $10 million per year, probably. I mean, he's solid. What did J.C. Treader end up getting? I don't remember way back in the day, but I think Corey Linsley will probably double that. And then I do think that you should bring back Kevin King. I thought Kevin King was great last year. Yes, he still has this tendency to trip over his own feet, which drives me nuts. He still does give up some big plays, but he stayed healthy all 16 games for the most part last year, led the team in interceptions, finally showed what he could do when he's on the field. And really, I like the pairing of him and Jair. And I don't want to start over at the defensive back position. I don't want to be taking corners in the first round every year. I don't want another Quentin Rollins in the third round. I don't want to be drafting safeties, moving them to corner. I think he finally got something there. I like Kevin King, and Jair Alexander is the secondary of the future. So I do want to pay Kevin King. I don't know if it's going to be possible, depending what he does this year and if he stays healthy.
Of these guys, who is unlikely to come back, and what's the likelihood that Aaron Jones comes back, and should he come back? Because if you pay Bakhtiari and you pay Clark, I just don't think you have the money to pay Aaron Jones unless the Packers do decide to prioritize him. We'll talk more about that coming up, 414-799-1250. And then at 7:30, a reason for signing Aaron Jones. Ben Lindsley, Pro Football Focus, went through and figured out who the most clutch performers were for the Green Bay Packers for the league last year. Let me tell you about this. The most clutch performers last year in clutch time, and he'll explain it a little more. Elgton Jenkins, clutch. Aaron Jones on the all-clutch team. And then Corey Linsley on the all-clutch second team. So he'll come on to explain that and maybe give another reason why Aaron Jones should be locked up if the Packers do have the ability to do so. 414-799-1250. You can reach us here on The Fan. I got another number for you. How about 262-703-3500? That is to connect with my friends over at Window Select, also windowselect.com. These guys in the neighborhood, down the road, local Milwaukee-based company with replacement windows, siding, and doors. We know that when you own a home, we've had this home now for about 7 years, there's a lot of pride that goes into the home, and you want to make sure that it is as comfortable to live in as possible, especially in this time where it's pretty much where you've been. You're looking out those windows a lot. You're noticing more about the windows. You notice that they could be improved a little bit. Get the new windows, get the new doors, get the new siding, especially for some of the reasons that maybe you don't think of. When you get the higher quality, more energy efficient stuff that they have, it will lower the heating cost in the wintertime. It will boost the value of your home if you do look to find another abode to move to. So there's a lot of great reasons for that, and you can see your home in a new light with that too. And it just looks better. I mean, it's got the better curb appeal. When you're proud of your home, you're in a better overall mood when you're there. And you can do that with Window Select. Give them a call today. They will do the free at-home estimate for you, 262-703-3500. They have a buy one, get one free deal right now, and you don't have to pay them anything until 2021. No payments till 2021. See your home in a new light with them at Window Select. They'll come. They know their product. No subcontractors, no hiring out. It's the guys that know the product better than anybody to do the work for you. Get that at-home estimate first. They'll come out for free, talk with you, not charge you for that, and then not charge you anything until 2021. Buy one, get one, no payments till 2021, windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. Aaron Jones, will the Packers be paying him in 2021? More from you guys coming up next. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Brian Stratton, College Athletic Studios. Thank you for listening today. Make sure you come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about... And we're also going to discuss...
Yeah, and we'll be talking with...
We are. It is a Top 5 Friday. So the Top 5 Friday tomorrow is Top 5 Ways You're Staying Active.
Is it really that? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't come up with more than two. I mow the lawn. That's the most activity I do. And then when I go from upstairs to downstairs to try to fix my air conditioner.
Yeah.
That gets pretty exhausting.
I have a Brazzers account. Does that count?
It does.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm actually going back to the gym. June 1st, my gym opens back up. I think I'm going to go. I'm going to get one of those like skeleton-like lifting masks, though. I mean, man. I got to get back to living my life. I need to get into the gym, or I'm going to be worrying about other things rather than COVID-19. I didn't tell you this. Yesterday I put on my, I always call them cargo shorts, but they're not cargo shorts. I was told I can't wear cargo shorts anymore by my wife, even though I was always a big fan growing up of cargo shorts. So now I just
It's like a purse for men. It's right. Pockets everywhere.
Right. So now I just do the khakis without the cargo pockets. Still the same thing. Last summer, I was in great shape. I tried to put my shorts on for the first time. No sweatpants, no Nike shorts yesterday. And couldn't get them to fit because I went up a couple belt sizes. So I had to go back to my fat boy shorts from senior year of college when I was like, 200 pounds. And
200 what?
Like 208 pounds, I think, when I graduated.
Oh, I thought you said 280.
No. I was never fat. I was just, I ate at the quad, which was Burger King and some Subway, some knockoff Subway, and there was a little Mexican restaurant in there. And I drank 4 or 5 times a week. So I was a little bit bigger back then. So
what do you weigh now?
I don't even go on the scale. I don't want to see it. I'm going to get back into the gym.
I'm back to 210.
The good thing is we have like a little mini gym across the street from my apartment, and they open back up, but they're only open while they're open. So you could go from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. only. And so yesterday I wanted to go get a run in. And there was 40 people even in just my apartment complex gym. So I'm just going to hold out, go back to the gym on June 1st.
Do I weigh more than you? I'm 210.
Yeah, you still weigh more than me. I'm probably, I would assume.
I was 202 when this started.
I'd say I'm 180, 185 if I had to do a rough estimate, which is not healthy for me, though. Not feeling.
See, in college, I was 210, too, at my highest, but I gained all the weight in my face.
Yeah,
and none in my stomach. And now it's in my stomach. And
yeah,
not
I just
my
go
face.
Stomach. I go stomach. Yep. Stomach, face, my cheeks especially, but not my arms or my legs, unfortunately. I wish all the fat would just go to my calves, but my legs just won't grow.
Again, we're talking sports here on The Fan.
Yeah, sports and stuff.
Wait. I got one more other thing to say that's not sports.
Oh, okay.
I am broadcasting the show today with my, I do it in my living room.
Yeah.
On a desk, and I look outside. And so today I've opened a window because these last 2 days you may have enjoyed it, but I can't. If you look outside and it's 75 degrees, to me it's 90 degrees. Whatever the temperature is, add 15, and that's what I feel. I don't know why.
You run warm? Yeah.
Yeah, I run very, very warm.
Yeah.
So I was pouring sweat the last 2 days. So I was a little warm today, so I opened the window. But now when I go on these rants and I talk, there's people walking their dogs and they like trying to look in my house. So actually, if you want to, if your radio breaks, you could just hang out on my lawn. You get a front row seat to the show.
You should. Everybody should just show up at Bart's house. His address is.
And my credit card is 40.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do the, have you turned your air conditioner on yet? 414-799-1250. I don't want to steal content from Radar and Elizabeth, though. That is a topic that they did yesterday.
I did have a dream that we could play music now on the show.
You know, in Iowa, I used to do that sometimes, because at night we went country. So if there was just not a whole lot going on and I didn't want to talk about collegiate wrestling, I'd just be like, and here's this one from Kenny Chesney. No shirt, no shoes, no service.
Maybe that's what we can do tomorrow.
Just play music?
Well, it's Top 5 Friday. We can play like your top 5 favorite songs.
Top 5 summertime songs.
Yeah, and we'll just play songs all day.
What is your top summer song all time?
We're done.
I like it when the girls stop by.
We're done. Do you want to talk a little more about Aaron Jones before we bring in Ben Lindsley of Pro Football Focus? Just wrote an article about the all-clutch team for 2019. He'll define that for us and tell you why there's three Packers on it, including Aaron Jones, who I think if you just ask people, do you want Aaron Jones back? The answer is yes. Do you want Aaron Jones back for $13 million?
No.
The problem with that becomes, and if it was like baseball, you'd say, yes, hey, it's not my money, whatever. But with the NFL, obviously, there's that salary cap, and the Packers have much more than Aaron Jones that they need to think about bringing back, because you've got David Bakhtiari, who was in the last year of a deal, Kenny Clark, who was in the last year of a deal, Aaron Jones, as we mentioned, Court Lindsley on the line, Kevin King. For all that you did to trade down and take Kevin King, and I know there's the sunk cost theory, and you know you can't try to make up for it, but you didn't draft T.J. Watt, and you went with Kevin King, and do you want to give up on him when he's still relatively young, and do you want to continue to try to rebuild the secondary over and over? Read you a few pieces from the Matt Schneidman article of The Athletic. He'll be on with the big show later today. His overall prediction is, he says, I do think the Packers bring back David Bakhtiari, Corey Lindsley, and Kenny Clark. The closest call for me comes with Aaron Jones, but if he's going to post numbers similar to last season, he is going to deserve more money than what the Packers are going to be willing to pay. And then you could be in a two-back system next year with, if you bring back Jamal Williams, he's also on the last year of his deal, but bring him back for a little cheaper, and then you've got A.J. Dillon, and that's your backfield. You have this backfield without Aaron Jones. I mean, Aaron Jones is a very important player on this team. But is he a top five player even in this top five? Is he a top three player in this top five? It's really hard to think whether you bring back Aaron Jones or not. I would like to see him brought back. Can they afford it? Do I rather have Aaron Jones over David Bakhtiari? I don't think you can say that at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to wait it out. I want to see what happens this year. I definitely want Kenny Clark back, and I want David Bakhtiari.
So you don't
back.
Think they should try to like offer him a deal now?
No, I do. I do. I think, how do you know that they haven't, though?
Well, that's true.
You know, I think that they probably have. I just don't think that they could. They probably can't. The players don't want to negotiate right now. Like, you do, okay, if you're Aaron Jones, you probably do want to negotiate, but you probably have a specific number in your head. And if they are even, you know, just a little bit behind on that number, why not play out this season? Especially if you're Aaron Jones, you're coming off a season where he actually touched the football. Like, you're coming off a career year, but the reason he's coming off a career year is because, you know, Matt LaFleur was the head coach and they actually gave him the football. You know, rather than just give it to him in overtime for the first touch, and then he takes it 40 yards for a touchdown to beat Tampa Bay. So I just think that he's kind of, if you're the player, if you're Aaron Jones, you want to go all in, you want to bet on yourself. What's scary in that situation, especially at the running back position, is if you tear your ACL, or, you know, you end up like Todd Gurley and you got arthritis in your knee, your career's pretty much over. So Todd Gurley did it the right way. I mean, the Rams are regretting it. They gave out really bad contracts to Todd Gurley, Jared Goff. But they're going to regret it. That's the only thing that does scare me about paying Aaron Jones, though, is look at Todd Gurley was the best back in the league. The best running back that I had seen probably, Ezekiel Elliott's pretty good, but the best back that I had seen in, you know, 6 or 7 years, the year that he, the second year, when Jeff Fisher was finally fired and McVay took over, Todd Gurley was the best back in the league that year. He could do it all. And just like that, he's got arthritis in his knee, and his career is pretty much over. We'll see what he does in Atlanta this year. But that's the only thing that scares me about running backs, dude, is one injury, one knee injury, one leg injury, and they're never the same ever again. And then you're committed to paying them all that money. I mean, you could get out of it, of course. It's not baseball, guaranteed money, but still.
This is why teams don't pay a lot of money to their quarterback if they don't have to. This is why teams try to win with their quarterback on a rookie deal.
Right.
Because then when you pay your quarterback $30 million,
yeah,
these decisions...
You all right?
Yeah, I dropped a battery.
I could actually, you know what's crazy? I could tell that that was a battery. Right, that's
well,
why.
Well, my mouse died, so I took the battery out.
Right, but that's the thing. Like, look at the Seahawks.
And then another problem that I'm having is that I have fumbleitis a lot lately.
You got the Rashawn Salaams, rest in peace, going on? The Jonathan Taylors?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
But, like, yeah, I don't know.
So if they had, like, if things worked out, the timing's just not working out. Like, I'm sure Matt LaFleur would want Aaron Jones as his back, but Jordan Love as his quarterback. Well, even if you trade Aaron Rodgers somehow next year, there's still going to be a huge cap hit. So you still got that much money sunk into the quarterback position, and you still can't afford Aaron Jones. Now you can make it really tight for next year, and then Rodgers' contract would go off the books if you traded him. And then in 2022, you've got now Aaron Jones, David Bakhtiari, Kenny Clark. Jordan Love's only making about $3, $4 million. It's just another thing to make it seem like the Packers aren't really going to be able to play for anything until 2022. Because the salaries are just, nothing's timed out right for them. Yeah. And then you say, well, then they have to win this year while they have all these guys. Well, yeah, I agree, but...
That's what you're saying. They decided to rebuild for the future, though.
They didn't get better around them at all. You were 13-3, your game away from the Super Bowl. They got worse. The Vegas odds for them after the draft went down, guys. That's like impossible. It was 9.5 wins. Now it's down to 8.5 wins. You know how hard that is? They had a draft that made their team worse for the upcoming season. I still stick to that.
Me too.
It's unbelievable. So a lot of tough decisions. Chime in, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Not Corey Lindsley, but Ben Lindsay will join us from Pro Football Focus. More of the argument for why Aaron Jones should be a lifetime Packer. How clutch he is, making the all-clutch team last year. We'll talk to Ben about that. And in the future of this Green Bay Packer team, if it will include Aaron Jones or not. You guys can chime in after Ben, 414-799-1250 at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I need a new battery. We'll come back with Ben coming up here on The Fan. Hell of a lineup coming up today on The Fan. Let's keep it going. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Our weekly installment of trivia comes up. At 8 o'clock, the odds are out on this. Horvath is a minus 125 favorite. Evan Heffelfinger is plus 350. And I am plus 1500. Because I absolutely suck.
I'm going to throw 20 bucks on you and then rig the thing then.
I'm not taking points. The bets. I don't know. We don't have a bookie yet to take the bets.
Oh, I got
But
one.
If you're doing it with your friends, those are the official odds from The Fan. So good luck. And good luck to all of us. Bart Winkler again, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ben Lindsay joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with Pro Football Focus. And Ben, thanks for a couple minutes. You wrote the article about the all-clutch team regarding 2019, rather. Aaron Jones, a couple other Packers on there. How did you figure out who was going to be on this team? How did you put this together?
Yeah, it's just the highest graded players at every position. Our database allows us to filter sort of looking in the fourth quarter and overtime of one score games. I figured that was a pretty good subset to look at, and it's just straight the highest graded players at each position.
You've got a couple of Packers on here. Elgton Jenkins graded on the first team, Corey Lindsley on the second team, and then Aaron Jones. I'll read what you wrote. Jones put up some decent numbers as a runner in clutch time last season, 241 yards on the 50 attempts. But it was his work as a receiver that earned him first-team honors here. On 71 routes, he earned a 93.6 receiving grade, 12 of 15 targets he caught for 167 yards and a touchdown. There was the go-ahead touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs. He had a long touchdown run against the Vikings in week 16. Aaron Jones, certainly valuable to this team. We were talking about Aaron Jones. He actually talked yesterday, the Packers running back, about how he wants to be a lifelong Packer. But, Ben, he's got one more year on this deal. And so do a lot of other Packers. Corey Lindsley, who's on there. David Bakhtiari. Kenny Clark. Kevin King. The running back position, normally it's you have these guys under one contract and you can't afford to pay them. If you're the Packers, do you prioritize with how clutch Aaron Jones is, with how often he scores, with how dynamic he is, do you prioritize signing him to a long-term extension, or do you think that it's just not going to be in the cards for them and they're not going to be able to afford a guy like him?
The thing with running backs like Jones, because he is one of the better running backs in the league, both as a runner and as a receiver, it's just tough to justify giving them those top-of-the-market deals when you have someone like Bakhtiari or Kenny Clark, who are also the top players at their position that you want to play, we've seen teams go out and you can get production from running backs on rookie contracts, like what the Packers have got from Jones. And it just makes more sense than paying what the Cowboys are paying Zeke, what the Rams paid Gurley, what the Jets are paying Le'Veon Bell on those second contracts that a lot of times don't pay off.
You know, when you have a running back and you got to figure out, well, what's the value of this guy to my team? Some of these other teams, like the Panthers right now, obviously Christian McCaffrey is that offense, so they pay him an exorbitant amount of money. With Aaron Jones, you don't really have that money available because you have a quarterback that you're paying $30 million to, and Aaron Rodgers. Teams, I think, as much as they don't want to pay the running backs that second contract, teams that pay the quarterbacks a lot of money, they're having a hard time trying to figure out the rest of the situation around them too. So to go back to Jones, how close do you think he is to being someone that the Packers could completely focus their offense on, like the Panthers do with McCaffrey?
Yeah, I think Jones is in that top tier of running backs. I don't think he is McCaffrey. I think there's a little bit of a gap between them just because McCaffrey's so good as a receiver. He's versatile. He can move out in the slot, do those sort of things well. So I think there is a little bit of a gap, but I do think Jones is one of the top running backs in the league. I just think any team sort of shaping their offense around the running back position, from what we've seen, it's more valuable targeting players downfield. You want that downfield passing attack on your offense. So even if a running back picks up a bunch of yards as a receiver, a lot of those are coming from feeding them targets close to the line of scrimmage, and that's just more work for an offense.
Do you think, because what we saw last year was Aaron Jones was a very valuable receiver, that Chiefs game that you mentioned in the article where Jones was great that game. They didn't have Devontae Adams, so they kept throwing to Aaron Jones. Then Devontae Adams comes back, and they kind of didn't really use Jones as much in the passing game. When Devontae's there, should they treat Aaron Jones as more like a receiver than a running back, especially now that you've got A.J. Dillon and Jamal Williams behind him? Should they try to do him more as a dual threat or keep him in the backfield?
Yeah, I like that thought. Taking advantage of his receiving ability, even moving into some two running back sets with Dillon and Jones both on the field. I don't think that's a bad idea necessarily, because obviously when Adams is on the field, you want to feed him the ball. He's one of the better wide receivers in the NFL. So I think sort of taking advantage of Jones' abilities there where you can is what makes the most sense.
All right, you're a football guy, so I got to ask you about the Jordan Love pick. Your thoughts on that? I hate it, just so you have some reference.
Yeah.
I think the Packers, while they're looking to the future, I think that what they've done is the next 2 years, you know, we can talk about resigning Jones or not. I think the next 2 years, they're sort of in, and I keep saying this, like a purgatory, because you're rebuilding almost right in front of your eyes, but you've got this huge anchor in Aaron Rodgers' contract, who's still a good quarterback, but to spend your first-round pick on a guy that's not going to play for a couple of years, just I still can't wrap my head around it.
It's a tough spot for sure. Yeah, I could see why there would be some frustration from Rodgers, particularly when you look at the talk going into this offseason was they needed a wide receiver. They got Devin Funchess, who's a solid possession wide receiver, but I still think they're missing sort of a dynamic guy there to pair with Adams. And then you move to defensive side of the ball. They could have added in a couple guys with that first-round pick. So it's just tough to spend that on Love, particularly when Love is someone who he has those traits. He looks good making those throws into tight windows, his downfield throws. He has the arm talent for sure, but it's just accuracy, throwing into linebackers and safeties that he doesn't see, those turnover-worthy throws that are concerning when you're talking about a first-round quarterback.
Ben Lindsay joining us, Pro Football Focus, here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. You had Aaron Jones as your all-clutch running back on this team. Second team at Pro Football Focus was Dalvin Cook. I think the world of him as a runner. I think that he is the top guy when it comes to Minnesota's offense. They seemingly kind of stayed level this offseason. I think the Packers got worse. I'm not sure what to make of what the Bears are up to. The Lions, there's some optimism around them. What do you think about the NFC North or the Packers, despite, as I've said, as I think, they got worse? Who do you think is the dog right now in the NFC North?
I think the NFC North is pretty wide open. The Packers are probably, in my opinion, still the favorites. I still think they have the clearest path. When you look at the Vikings, they lost a couple key pieces on defense. They lost Stephon Diggs. So even though they had a good draft, and I like some of the things they did this offseason, they're still an uphill road. And then the Bears and Lions are sort of unknowns, with Foles potentially coming in at quarterback and Stafford coming back from injury. I think both teams can contend, but I think the Packers are still should still be favorites.
It's interesting, you know, to get – I looked at the Vegas over-under. It's 9.5 wins for the Packers, and then the draft happens, and it goes down to 8.5. It went down after you brought 9 more guys in to your organization. They drafted A.J. Dillon, second round, who, you know, maybe they could have got him later. Josiah DeGuara, I mean, an H-back. I did not like their draft, and I do think, Ben, that they got worse with the draft because they're building to the future, I think. They actually got worse in their entire draft.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Well, it's for me, it's hard to say they got worse when you're adding players. It's sort of the balancing it with the players that they could have gotten. There's an expectation that you're going to improve by a good bit in the draft, and I don't think they did. Like you said, I think Dillon was a reach in the second round just because there's not a whole lot of lateral agility there as a runner. He didn't add much in the receiving game at Boston College. They're sort of going towards that power run game with DeGuara in the third round, too. That's a player that we liked at PFF. We thought he had some promise in the receiving game, the sort of underrated route runner. But taking an H-back like that in the third round is probably a little bit of a reach.
We'll see what happens. Assuming the season starts on time, as always, the caveat we have to say. Ben, appreciate it. PFF underscore Lindsay, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Ben Lindsay joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Some changes, assuming there's football this season, could be in store in the NFL. How they referee these games, and then how the onside kick may work. We'll talk about that coming up. 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Did you watch any of wrestling last night?
Yeah, actually, I watched NXT, though, not AEW. I taped AEW. Yeah, Matt Riddle was fighting in a cage, and I had some inside sources. Our guy Frank on Twitter told me that he thinks it's Riddle's last match. They're calling him up to the main roster. So I wanted to watch the cage match, and it was really good. I'm going to watch AEW probably when I get home.
Okay.
I did watch some of, like, I saw the Tyson-Chris Jericho stuff.
Okay. Did you see who showed up on AEW?
Yeah. All the UFC dudes?
No.
Oh, hold on. Who showed up on AEW? Oh, yeah. The Revival.
Yeah.
I was talking about Triple C, who just retired from the UFC.
They won't I like the Revival because I saw them at a house show in Milwaukee for, like, 30 minutes, and they just, like, made fun of the fans the whole time and didn't wrestle.
Yeah, they're awesome. I'm excited for them in AEW. They're going to fight the Young Bucks. I love the Young Bucks. I love AEW. I ordered the pay-per-view last weekend. Did we talk about that at all?
A little bit. You know what I thought is that wrestling, you know, there's no live sports, right?
Right.
And when UFC came back, the ratings for it were better than they've been in a long time. When NASCAR came back, the ratings better than they've been in a long time. But now NASCAR's ratings are pretty much what they are.
Yeah.
UFC the same.
Everybody realizes it sucks.
And then wrestling's actually worse. Wrestling during this time, I would think with no live sports, you at least get content. But even wrestling fans are bailing on wrestling.
Well, it's been really bad. Money in the Bank was awful. You want to know how bad Money in the Bank, the actual Money in the Bank match was? My 6-year-old loved it. He was like, Daddy, I want to watch wrestling. That's what he calls it. Wrestling. Where he's like, Daddy, I want to watch where the guy gets thrown off the roof. He was all into it, though. He's like, well, then the best part is Rey Mysterio was on Raw the next night. And my kid's like, Daddy, how's he alive? Didn't he get thrown off a roof? And I was like, oh, it's fake, buddy.
Yeah, it's... It's not. If you don't know what we're talking about, please don't enlighten yourself.
Yeah, we'll...
Please run from this conversation.
Yeah.
As fast as you can. Some discussion in the NFL. They could be changing a few things. The instant replay on pass interference is dead. So that was stupid.
Yeah.
They just appeased the Saints for 1 year, and then Saints actually got screwed by that rule when it did come up. And that was the whole thing was dumb. They may implement a sky judge like we saw in the XFL, where you have somebody doing the reviews in the stadium and then maybe get some access to that. That would be cool. And then the onside kick, also like what the XFL did. The onside kick, they're trying to make things safer on kickoffs, of course, and the onside kick has kind of died because of that. Teams do not recover the onside kick very much, if at all. It was down to about 10%.
Yeah.
The last two seasons, 10%. 11 of 109 onside kick attempts are recovered. One out of every 10. And what's also been taken away a little bit is the exciting onside kick, the surprise onside kick. McCarthy's done that. The Saints did that in the Super Bowl. And the onside kick's kind of gone away because now there's so many rules about when you can go and where you can touch the ball, and it's kind of gone away. So the NFL is thinking about doing the 4th and 15 from the 25-yard line. So if the Packers want the ball back and are down 8 points with a minute to go, they can say, well, instead, we're going to go 4th and 15 from our own 25-yard line. If we get it, the ball then goes to wherever we got the first down. If we don't make it, the opposing team gets the ball back at the 25-yard line, not where you fell short, but at the 25-yard line. Only you can only elect to do it 2 times per game under the proposal, and you can still do a traditional onside kick if you want. Do you like this?
No, I don't. Again, why are we fixing what's not broken? Sports are fine the way they are. Football's fine the way it is. We didn't even need to review pass interference just because the Saints got screwed over. Every team gets screwed over. I don't like it at all. Just keep things the same way. Why are we fixing everything? I get we're bored, and we're coming out of a pandemic. In the NFL, but this has nothing even to do with the pandemic. The NFL's always doing things like this, always changing things. Hell, I don't like the 17-game schedule. I don't like the expanded postseason. You're telling me now that the Packers last year, they go 13-3 and they don't get a first-round bye? If it's the new format, they would have been playing the Rams at Lambeau Field. They would have got beat, most likely. I hate it. I hate the NFL. You're the king. Everybody's watching your product. Don't change anything. It's
well, that's why they added another team to the playoffs.
Fine. I don't know. I get that. More revenue.
No, we think it's like, here's the problem. I think it's dumb. I think adding another team in the playoffs is dumb. But what am I doing that weekend?
No, I mean, I watch. Right.
Three games.
Right.
Playoff games.
I mean, I
Saturday.
Love football.
Three playoff games Sunday. I'm watching every one, man.
Yeah, I love football. I don't even really love the Thursday product. I mean, the games are... I mean, it shows the games.
Yeah, I wildly disagree with you on that. I love that there's Thursday night football.
I do too. I'll take football. Here's what I'm saying. I'll take football 7 nights a week, but like the product sucks on Thursday nights. Find a way. Have two teams coming off a bye week or something like that.
I don't think it sucks as bad as it used to.
It's gotten a little bit better because they picked better matchups. I mean, last decade, I felt like it was the Titans and the Texans.
Well, yeah, when it first
on their schedule,
yeah.
And it'd be the Ravens and the Steelers playing 3-0 games. I don't know. I just don't think that they need to mess with anything. Like you said, like with the added playoff game, that's all just about revenue. It's all about more money. Adding another game, a 17th game. It's all about more money for the owners. It's all it's about. More money for the league. Roger Goodell putting more money in his pocket. You know, like for some reason, we are now obsessed with everybody out there is a big fan of Roger Goodell and Rob Manfred, who's a bum. Like people out there are legitimately sticking up for Rob Manfred. And I'm embarrassed for you if that's the case, because he's individually killing. This is a man that defended. He did nothing to punish the Houston Astros, who cheated to win a World Series. And he didn't even punish him. Instead, he called the World Series trophy a piece of metal. And you guys want to defend this guy? He's a schmuck.
I saw a great, I want to make sure I have this. I saw like the best tweet ever.
It was the graphic of when Tony Snell had no points, no rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks.
And he played like 40 minutes.
And he played 28 minutes.
No, 28, yeah.
Someone put the graphic up and said, Rob Manfred's run as a commissioner.
Yeah.
He's there.
He sucks.
He's not doing anything to contribute in any way.
He's destroying baseball, and this is who you guys are sticking up for. If you're pro-owner, you know, and you got a Tom Ricketts jersey at home, or, you know, whoever your favorite owner is.
Horvat and I railed against the owners in Major League Baseball in the 6 o'clock hour. Podcast will be online. We can get back to that in the 9 o'clock hour. It is Thursday. It is trivia day. Myself, Ryan Horvat, Evan Heffelfinger won last week. Horvat pretty much quit the show.
I didn't have any.
It was disgusting. Your performance last week was a disgrace.
I couldn't think of any 3,000 hitters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Bernie Mac.
He didn't even have 3,000 hits.
He did. They screwed him over.
He had 2,997.
Because he chose to be a team player and help the team get into the postseason.
No, he helped the team finish third place in the Central.
Oh, yeah. I need to watch that movie again.
It's been on MLB Network like every other day.
Yeah, I watch that Major League 2 every time it's on, but not Mr. 3.
Paul Immig, take me out to the Paul game. He's our quiz master. I'm going to win today. I feel good about it.
I hope
it.
You do.
Yeah, we're going to do it next. Sergeant Pepper's Lone.
When will the NBA be back? How about Major League Baseball? Christian Yelich. We have you covered each day with the latest on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Bill Michaels here. How was your Memorial Day weekend? Mine was fantastic. Got to go see my dad, my kids. It was a great visit. But when I got back home, I couldn't wait to do some grilling on my new Traeger grill from Ben and his fantastic staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware. The official kickoff this summer, that's always great. But to do it on this incredible smoking grill, the roast, the ribs, the flavor was outstanding. Heck, even the hot dogs were good. Me and my dogs Elmo and Mickey, we loved them. Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin, they're all open for your business, and they all have these amazing grills. They're even going to set it up for you, pre-burn it, help slide it into your car, or even deliver it to you with a free bag of pellets to get you going. How's that for service? In this time of uncertainty, there's one thing for sure. Summer and grilling, family and friends, it all goes together, and it all starts with the Traeger Grill with my guys over at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin. The Traeger Grill, it's the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Love Local list keeps growing. Check it out at 1057fmthefan.com. A lifesaver for small business. Check it out by neighborhood. See your...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.